Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo, and to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
I was in a really shit place and it was kind of like almost like a personal blog, you know, like a diary entry or something. I was just feeling in a really shit place in the lull of my ebb and flow, I guess, very much in the ebb. And what ended up happening was I took my own fucking advice for once and I went home and I just allowed myself to feel whatever it was that I was trying to avoid feeling. And moved through it very quickly after that. I'm just gonna move my mic down a little. So I'm back in a, you know, good place. And things have shifted. So last time I was talking about all the stress that had kind of was on top of me, I guess, because I'm coming into this quiet period of the year, and it can trigger the fear of what happened a few years ago, which is all in my book, which you can get at carlynimmo.com/book. It's an audio book delivered chapter by chapter via a private podcast. Anyway, plug central. So what actually happened was, and it's been well documented through this podcast actually, I was just having loads of cash flow issues and it was really, really very stressful, and it was all tied into Radcasters. So I was, you know, doing a webinar, throwing a lot of money at ads, things weren't working, it was costing me money, no one was signing up, stress, and no cash coming in over Christmas. Like, it was a really, and that kind of continued on for about 6 months. Hey, and so it was kind of not a fun time for me. And so when I come around to this time of year, it can bring up stress. I went to an event on Friday night where there was a woman called Helen Jacobs speaking, and she was talking about this analogy of coming around the mountain, and I liked it because it does speak to this idea, right? So it's like we start at the bottom of the mountain and we go around the mountain, so to come up it. So we're moving around the mountain and we'll come around to the same thing again, only we'll be a little higher up the mountain this time, and so we can move through whatever it is that we've hit through quicker, and then we'll come around again and you're like, fuck, have I not dealt with this yet? Why does this keep showing up? But you're further up the mountain, so it's quicker and easier to move through each time. You go up and up and around and up the mountain. And I really like that analogy because it's like, that's how I feel at the moment. I've come around to this point again. Not that I'm having terrible cash flow issues. I'm certainly well not at all close to where I was, you know, 2 or 3 years ago. But the stress, the energetics are similar. A little less this time. And now that I have the awareness, I can kind of be like, well, no, I'm not going to go down that path. I'm not going to allow myself to go into the stress and the worry and the concern. I'm going to change the circumstances. And it's so funny because I've come around the mountain back into Radcasters. So I'd had... I'd had this idea, it's been floating in the back of my mind, of bringing back Radcasters for a while now, because it was a great course. And the people who did it loved it. A lot of them are still podcasting now and having a lot of fun with it, and they sound great. And I'd really left it because of fear and doubt. Like, I was so attached to it needing to be something that saved me. Sorry, I've got hiccups. Something that saved me, that, you know, I was so attached to it. And when it wasn't working, it was feeding into that old story of mine of failure around the mountain, right? Around the mountain, back to the failure story. So anyway, I had just had the thought in my head, maybe I'll bring back Radcasters. And a few little things happened. A few people had a few messages and emails about people inquiring about Radcasters. And I thought, yeah, maybe it's time. Maybe it's time to give it a revamp. Maybe it's time to go back out there into that world, which I did love. I just didn't love all the online marketing hoo-ha that went along with it. And as I had done the same thing with the Office Collective, when something wasn't working, I just became so in my stress and overwhelm that I started asking everyone else, what do I do now? How do I make this better? How do I, like, what opt-in can I do? What the blah, blah. And it just became this panic overwhelm, and energetically, that's shit. So I'm right now, I've spent the morning recording all these videos for the upgrade of Radcasters. And I've also decided that I'm going to be working one-on-one with people, because I really love that. I love connecting and getting to know people and helping them move through their stuff, because when we go to put our voice out there, it can be really scary and confronting and overwhelming. So helping people move through that really excites me. So that's going to be happening very soon. In the next few weeks, I'll be relaunching that. And I have it announced on my Instagram and on my Facebook page that it was coming back. I'm only going to be working with a couple of people one-on-one each month. And so a few of those spots have already filled. So if you're keen, reach out to me. You can do that on Facebook, or email me, carly@radcasters.com, or just find my website, whatever feels good for you, and let's have a chat. So if you've been thinking about podcasting, we can do it together. So there's that side of things, right? So there's, like, I've come around the mountain and I've come back full circle to Radcasters, except this time I'm going to be approaching it in ways that feel good to me, you know, not with the heavy pressure of it needing to be something, but instead just a light, fun approach. I'm doing this because I want to, not because I have to, you know, or because I think I should. This is coming from a place of, not a place of scarcity, but from a place of, yeah, this is a good tool. It's an amazing course. People loved it. Start offering it again. So that's kind of happening. And I'm in a very different energetic space to where I was before. Part of the thing is, right, when I'm, like, I love creating, and when I'm in that creative flow, things are happening, you know, and I feel a sense of purpose. But when I'm sitting there wondering what to create, I end up stuck in my self-doubt. But also, I think it's really important to honor that we all have these periods. We all have these periods where we're gung-ho, yes, let's do this. And these other periods where we're not, you know, where we do just need to lie on the couch and feel our feelings instead of trying to avoid them. So that's kind of where things are at for me. I'm also, once I've got this Radcasters thing kind of finished together and sorted, I'm going to be hopefully launching my next month-long podcast experience. also, like I had Find Your Freak, I'm going to be launching a different version of that. So that feels all very good and exciting. And I'm about actually to head off to have afternoon tea at a local B-schoolers place, which I used to host these kind of meetups all the time. And I wanted to finish on this note, right, because it's not related, but I felt really called to share it anyway, just for those. So I guess wrapping up on that last section, there's a couple of things that I want you to know. One is that whatever, you know, if you're feeling uninspired or a bit lackluster, just allow yourself to feel that, because on the other side of that, you know, you just got to feel the things and then they kind of shift. So, and it's part of a cycle. It is part of a cycle. We have days when we are in flow and we have days when we're in ebb. There's nothing actually wrong with you. It's just part of a process. So there's that element. Then, of course, around the mountain you go. So being aware that if you're coming around to the same thing that you've experienced before and you felt you dealt with, just know that this time you're going to move through it quicker and faster and easier, and it's going to come around again, maybe, and that's okay. It's not that you've failed at removing all your blocks. In fact, I don't even buy into that idea. It's just that you are coming around, moving on up. And then the last thing that I really wanted to speak to was this idea of getting uncomfortable. And come on, Bill, doing things that aren't necessarily, you know, not bailing out of things. So I'm big on honoring my feelings. And this afternoon, Billy, come on. I'm big on honoring my feelings, but I'm also big on showing up, right? So I've got an afternoon tea this afternoon, and I've had the morning in front of the computer doing all my videos. There's a lot for me to do this week. You know, my daughter's daycare was closed on Monday, so that kind of lost a full day of work then. And there's like, you know, there's so much that I need to be doing right now. But instead, I had said that I would go to this afternoon tea, and I'm going, because it is really important to put ourselves out into these situations that are easy to bail on, but feel really good when we do it. So in coming back to my book again, which you can get at carlinemo.com/book, this feels like one big ad. No, it's not really. But I just want you to know that this stuff exists, right? Because it is important that we feel okay talking about what we have out there. So in my book, I mention about when I was in therapy and my therapist had set me a little challenge to go, you know, I was feeling really disconnected and I really wanted to have some like-minded friends. And so she had set me a challenge to go and find somewhere to be social, to go to meet people. And I'd found this thing called, it was in Coffs Harbour, and it was called Coffs BWN, which was Coffs Business Women's Network. And they had an expo on and I thought I would go. And I could have easily not have gone that day. And my anxiety, so socially awkward and a very anxious person, like not only like actual clinical depression and anxiety I had at that period in time, but I also definitely experienced social anxiety over the years, and I'm way more present in it now, so it doesn't actually have so much impact, but there's always a little anxiety that goes on when I'm going to a social event. So and that, you know, then I can easily create all the excuses why not to go, because it is harder to get in my car and drive to someone's house and knock on someone's door that I've only ever met once and say, hi, I'm here. We don't know each other, but I'm at your house. Like, that's awkward. It's awkward. There's no, you know, there's no other word for it. But having done this time and time again, having hosted endless meetups in my office collective space, having invited people around for dinner that I haven't really known, like going to events that where I don't know anyone and I feel really awkward and scared, it only ever turns out to be a good thing. And people ask me how I know so many people, how I'm so well connected. It's because of this. It's because I'm willing to put my shoes on and go and plug in to people, go and meet them, go and see them, jump on random Skype dates. So that's totally unrelated to what I was talking about before, but I feel like it, like while I was walking and I was thinking about what am I going to talk today about, those two ideas came in and I had to do both. So on the plugging in front, like when it comes to on the business side of things, when it comes to, you know, the success of me and how back in the day Radcasters had quite good success, even though I only ever, like I had 150 people do that course and I only ever, my email list was never any bigger than seven odd hundred, you know, maybe between 600 to 800. It was never really any bigger than that. And yet I had 150 people do the course because what I have is social currency, because I am willing to show up and be seen and be heard. You know, when a podcast listener reaches out and says, "Hey Carly, I'm in Byron, can we have lunch?" I do it. If I can, I'll do it. And it might be awkward for a bit, but it's always worthwhile. So, I guess the overarching theme of this is a willingness to get uncomfortable. You know, it's a willingness to have the feels and feel them, to know, to be okay in the, I feel shit, I don't feel like doing anything, and handing that over. And I can't even think of how that tied in with the other aspect. In fact, as I've walked off the beach, I've gone completely blank. But the overarching theme is willingness to get uncomfortable, whether that is to allow yourself to be heard or seen, show up in places where it doesn't feel comfortable, and just fucking do it. So yeah, that's it for me today. Until next time, peace out.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.